Well, it's supposed to be one of the most natural things in the world. But if you've been through childbirth, either firsthand as a mum or as a dad or support person for someone having a baby, you'll know that it can be one of the most overwhelming experiences possible. It can also be pretty scary stuff. And indeed, a study in Finland has shown that fear can have an ongoing impact. Pip Winoen is a childbirth educator. She joins me now. Hello, Pip.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, what did this study tell us?
It told us, they looked at 500,000 women in as a retrospective study in Finland, and they looked at the ones who'd got postnatal depression, and then they looked back at their history, and they interest what they pulled up. We all know that a history of depression makes you at high risk of depression, postnatal depression.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually looked at the women who didn't have a history of depression.
Okay.
And they thought, you know, looked at why, and they found that the women who had had a physician diagnosed fear of childbirth, sort of during their pregnancy, had a 3 times greater risk of having postnatal depression.
Wow. Yeah. Now, I mean, it's sort of like saying, I don't like walking because it makes my legs hurt. It's sort of like, yeah, you have to do it. Is there that sense of us being told to just suck it up?
Well, there is and there isn't. Like, I think the interesting thing about this study is that if we did it here in Perth, we wouldn't have the that physician diagnosis of depression or fear of childbirth, because it's just not discussed. It's not talked about. The emotional state of mums-to-be is just not discussed in the 15-minute, you know, antenatal appointments they have.
Yeah.
Whereas mums I come across that come and seek my services, you know, they are really, really fearful of childbirth, because it's cultural. You know, it's presented as this overwhelming, scary, horrifically painful event, and it really isn't supposed to be like that.
Right. What sorts of fears did women have? It all sounds quite physical, like it's the physical stuff that they were concerned about.
Yeah, it's you know what, the main, you know, you could kind of put it all under the umbrella of the fear of the unknown, because it's that not knowing, you know, how am I going to cope? How long am I going to be in labour? Am I going to get to hospital on time? You know, am I going to tear? That's a big fear women have. Am I going to have a healthy baby? Am I going to be okay? So it's all that fear of the unknown, which is so easily addressed. You know, if you do the preparation in your pregnancy, it's actually really easily addressed. And I noticed when you were talking before about what we were going to talk about today, and you talked about dads having postnatal depression.
Yeah.
Dads have a lot of fear too.
Of course.
But a lot of their fear is actually about the parenting, is actually how they're going to parent.
So,
and mums have that fear too, like it's, you know, about the adjustments they're going to have to make after having a baby too. And it just, yeah, as I said, it just, if we discuss these fears and educate women, it's amazing how quickly you can actually allay most of these fears.
When I had my first child, a friend of mine gave me some very wise advice, and she said, it's like a club that you didn't know that you weren't a member of until you were. And I wonder if this is the same sort of thing. It's like mums and dads as well don't know what to ask because they don't know what they don't know.
Oh, exactly, and that's my catchphrase.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
And that's why it's actually quite hard, to, you know, especially first-time mums. They just don't know what they don't know. And they're getting all their information from Google, from friends, from the TV. You know, the way they portray childbirth on TV and in movies is just shocking. But mainly when they're talking to their friends about their birthing experience, people just love to tell you their horror stories.
Oh, don't they? And they're so boring, aren't they?
Yeah. And it's almost you're embarrassed if you had a good birth.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is that there just doesn't seem to be, particularly women going through the private system with an obstetrician, there just isn't that avenue for them to discuss their fears. You know, and obstetricians aren't really that, you know, 15 minutes, they actually don't have time to discuss that. And then what the roll-on effect from that is that women are making decisions out of fear. They haven't been allowed to discuss what's making them fearful, and then they're making decisions around their birth out of fear. And it's interesting, in the research, they said another high-risk factor for postnatal depression is actually cesarean section.
Yeah.
So if you've had fear of birth and you go to an obstetrician and say, I'm really scared, they'll say, oh, we'll just have a Caesar. but you're actually compounding your risk
okay.
of postnatal depression by doing that. But yeah, it's just that not knowing, it's not knowing where to go, not knowing who to talk to, and as I said, friends aren't really the best people.
Okay, so let's break it down then, and tell me two things. First of all, what does it look like or feel like when someone has postnatal depression? And secondly, where do we go to get all this information that we need?
Yeah, look, it's horrific, postnatal depression, and it's really insidious. Like, you know, like you said, it's this club you don't know about until you get there. And yet, women are very good at masking. So they're tired, they're overwhelmed, but they don't know. They think that's just part of being a mum.
Yeah.
They think it's normal. They think they shouldn't complain. That's what everybody else is putting up with. And so it's quite insidious. So it's really important to talk about it antenatally, which I always discuss postnatal depression, and let partners know the signs.
Yeah.
So they know the signs and symptoms.
So what are they?
So it's lack of joy, you know, it's feeling tired, it's reduced appetite, it's sleeping problems, it's, you know, it's just that feeling of being overwhelmed. And it's when those feelings keep going for more than 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, for 2 weeks you've been feeling really down, unmotivated, don't want to get out of bed, don't want to see your friends, don't want to eat, don't want to look after yourself, and it's gone on for 2 weeks, that's when you need to seek help.
Okay.
And the Beyond Blue,
yep.
The website Beyond Blue is fantastic. There's Panda, PANDA, which is another website for postnatal and antenatal depression, because It is an issue in the antenatal period too.
Yeah, and blokes can get it, and they
and
can
get
treatment as well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and so they can get treatment. So again, it's all about education at the early, when you are feeling good, you are listening, because once you're in depression, you can be, as I said, you just think that that's how everybody feels.
Yeah.
And that's how you've always felt, and you're never going to feel any better. But you need to know what the signs are.
Yeah, I know that it's a topic that a lot of blokes might think, oh, you know, that doesn't apply to me. But it's like the old thing, you know, we don't talk about these things. We often don't talk about these issues, and you never, you know, no one plans to actually get it, do they? So
no,
it's sort of forewarned is forearmed.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, you know, when you go to particularly group antenatal education and you with other blokes, that is when educators should be bringing up these fears and these anxieties and talking about what to do with them in a non-threatening manner, so that at least if men start to feel like that, then they can go, oh, that's right, that, you know, Pip mentioned that.
That's
she
what
told
that
me where
is.
I could, where, yeah. That's what it is. I'm not alone. Other people feel like that, and I know where to go and get help.
Oh, it's all good advice. Pip Winnow, and I thank you for joining me this afternoon.